The last time we spoke was when you were starting an Instagram with your son.
Yeah.
When
just
what,
a couple good guys.
Yeah, just, that was when it happened. I don't remember what year that was, but I think it was a very long time ago.
Yeah. He's one. He's almost two.
Oh,
so it was almost 2 years ago.
Okay.
And yeah, so
it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We have some catching up to do.
No, we do.
Yes. Okay. So tell me. Let's throw me in there. How's the life been?
Life has been wild. There's been so much good, so much good. And then there's been a lot of hard stuff, right? As life happens, you know, things go up, things go down, but you got to go through those valleys to really appreciate the peaks. And there's been a whole bunch of changes in my team lately, which I'm the most happy about. It's been hard, of course, right? But things have been absolutely incredible. I'm now rolling around the country with one of my best friends promoting a song that we created together. So I am just like cloud 9,000 and no cap. Because we just rolling around. We got the rig. I'm learning what these all mean.
This is
no
so
cap.
Good.
Riz.
You got it.
But we got the Riz all the way across the country, man. And my man, his name is Ryan Stett. He is a producer extraordinaire. And we made this one together. So life has been crazy. I haven't put out music in almost 2 years, which is wild. But back, and honestly, I'm the most proud of this music that I have ever been in my entire life. So the fact we get to roll around the country, promote something, like I said, that we created together, no cap. All the Riz and stuff.
And then you were just saying, like, it's been 2 years since you released music. So a lot of people can say, like, 2 years is kind of a long time. So why did you wait 2 years?
Yeah, and I'll give you the Cole's notes. I had an album done, mixed, mastered, paid for, ready to go last January 23. And the songs that were on that album, they didn't feel like me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't believe it. I didn't love it. I wasn't passionate about it. And so I went to the president of the record label. It's the longest walk, I swear to God, that I've ever had in my entire life, walking up these stairs. And I sit down in his office and he looks at me, says, "What's up, Joe?" I say, here's the thing. I know we got the record and I know we did the thing, but I don't really want to do it anymore. And I explained myself and I came in with a plan. I had Bottom Shelf, the demo that me and Ryan had created, and I had a song called Gold that we created with a sound that I've been wanting to chase for so long, which is that country soul music, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to him and I said, "Man, this might take a minute, but I don't want to do this yet because it doesn't feel authentically, genuinely, 100% me and my heart." So he was very surprised, to say the least, but he was so supportive. And now I've decided that I'm going to do the music that I want to do.
Nice.
You know, and again, I've had some great success with the other producers I've worked with, and the music that we've put out is amazing. I love it. I'm passionate about it. I think it's great. But this last project just didn't feel like me.
That's fair.
Right? So I took all of the things and all my feelings. I took them to my best friend Ryan and we discussed, and I brought him on as producer, and here we are 6, 7, 8 months later, and we're rolling. We finally got a song out and I love it.
Yay!
I feel like it's reignited a whole new passion and a love for music.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And honestly, B, for the longest time, it's been a long time since I can look at myself in the mirror and tell myself I'm proud. You know, it's been a minute. And tough times are always around. But if you can make it through, you can make some hard decisions. You know, if you can make it through all those things, there's so much beautiful on the other end. And we did that. We stuck with our guns and things that we believe in. So here we go.
And then obviously, besides like your new song, we are just like around the corner of summer. So do you have anything fun and exciting planned? What is it?
I don't know if you're around for Canada Day or how far Spruce Grove is from here.
Oh, it's like 20 minutes.
Yeah, so we playing Canada Day in Spruce Grove. I'm not sure if I'm supposed to announce it yet,
That's okay.
But too bad it's out there. Big Daddy telling everybody. make sure y'all come and see me.
Oh, yeah.
And when I'll make sure that when we come a day early, that way we can stop by again.
Yes.
We can shoot the breezy.
Ooh, you can finally teach me that dance move.
Nobody will ever learn this dance move.
That's
it's
really
exclusive.
Rude.
No caps.
Okay,
no,
fine.
No,
I'll
no
learn by this time in Canada Day, I'll learn my own dance
right,
move.
Cool.
And then
you
we can like dance together.
I'll bring
the
Riz,
no cap.
Deadass.
And then at my end of the interviews, I have 4 rapid fire questions.
Ooh.
So you have to answer with the first thing that comes to the top of your head. I feel like you're going to be really good at this, actually.
But here's the thing. I talk a lot, so...
That's fine.
Okay.
I don't care. Okay,
right,
first one. Go-to karaoke song.
7 Days, Craig David.
Okay. I don't know that one, but I'll take your word for
it.
That is good.
Check it out.
I'll listen to it after. Who would play you in a movie?
Who would play me in a movie? Mm-hmm. If it's not Denzel, I don't want nobody. Denzel's my guy.
That would be really fun. Isn't he like tall though?
I got little legs. We're gonna have to work that out.
Everyone would be like, oh my God, that's what JoJo Mason looks like. And then they're like, wait.
Wait, that's what? Not right.
So that's okay.
The math isn't math.
That's all good. No one has to know. Right. If you do have an autograph from anyone, if not, who would you like to get one from?
Boys to Men.
You do or don't?
I don't. Oh, okay. I would love one. So I went to see their show in Vancouver last summer, and the way that I describe Boys to Men to me is they have been with me through all of the hardest times in my entire life, and they're the one thing in my world that has never faltered, has always been there for me. And so I got to go see them. I got front row, and my wife got video of it. It's so embarrassing. I'm sitting there like in tears while they're singing.
Oh,
they're singing
a song,
and one guy looked at me. His name's Wanye. He looked at me, and then Scott Stock came over, and he's looking at me, and we locked eyes, and we had moments, and it was amazing. Then they had this thing where they throw roses out in the crowd. They threw me one, made sure I got one. Yeah, it was so nice.
See, it's always nice when you get thrown something at concert. They're like, they know who I am. They know me. Oh my God.
They knew I wanted one. It was funny because all the girls around were like,
like, can I have
aren't
that?
Those no. supposed to be for me? I was like, hell no.
No, it's not. Get away from me. Get out of here.
Get away from me. That's right. I got another story to tell you about that. So I was in Toronto years and years ago, and I got a chance to see them, but I was a little farther back, and they had the big Rogers Center arena.
Oh,
or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was a little far back, and this lady was sitting in front of me, and they was doing the rose throw thing, and she stole my rose. It was coming straight for me. I remember it so vividly and so clearly, and remembering my heart being absolutely shattered.
You literally could have had two roses.
From my
You should have stole it from her.
Listen, she was larger than me, and you know, and she was had like four or five friends, and I was by myself. And so
oh,
I was
you
like,
against four?
I'm not trying to. I'm not trying to. Like, no cap, right? I'm not trying to.
I didn't have Riz at that time.
I couldn't have Riz at that time. I couldn't even go in and charm my way into it.
Oh my gosh! At least you have one. That's a good thing.
And it was really cool. The bass player after the show that I was front row, he saw how much I was loving them and how much I was in. He came and gave me the set list.
Shut
and,
up.
He was chatting with me for a sec. Yeah, I was like,
oh my God. You were like the biggest fan.
There's no question.
I like how they like notice that too. That's pretty good.
Well,
that's good.
That's the best thing about being a musician. If somebody comes and you can see that they love your music, you can be on stage and it is the most captivating, most exciting thing for the artist as well to know that what we're doing is working.
Yeah. And oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was such a cool experience. And I'm sorry I talk a lot. Next question.
Next question. This is the last one.
Okay.
You better know this one.
Uh-oh.
Where can we find you on social media?
JoJo Mason Music on Instagram, JoJo Mason Music on Twitter, formerly X or known to X now, Twitter or something like that. No caps.
No caps.
No, is it caps or cap?
No cap.
No cap.
No S.
Yo, there's no cap up in here. And JoJo Mason on Facebook. Y'all add me. Listen, I do my own social media, so holler at me anytime. I got you.